Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara, Daf Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph in Yoma, by the two dots, brings the machlekes of Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTaira, the Shita of Reb Yochanan, or Chatzi Shir Mutta Min HaTaira, the Shita of Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, what is the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? Where does Rabbi Yochanan learn out that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTaira? The Gemara says, a svara. Kiven the Chazi Litz Terufe. Since the Chatzi Shir that you eat can be combined with another piece and come to the full Shir, so therefore even the Chatzi Shir itself is Aser. The Gemara then brings a brisa, where Rabbi Yochanan brings a raya that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTaira, where the brisa brings a pasuk of Kol Chelev, the ribuy of Kol is Marba, both that the Chelev of a Koi is Aser, and that Chelev of Chatzi Shir is Aser. Taisvis asks, if Rabbi Yochanan has a pasuk, a ribuy of Kol Chelev, why does he bring the svara of Chazilitz to Rufe? He has a pasuk. Taisvis says that the ikatam of Rabbi Yochanan is because of the pasuk, the ribuy of Kol Chelev. The Chazilitz to Rufe is just what enables Rabbi Yochanan to make the drasha. Since we could use the pasuk Kol Chelev to be marba the Chelev of a Koi, we could say the ribuy is for that alone and not for Chatzi Shir also. But since there's a svara, Chazilitz Terufe, which tells us that Chatzi Shir should be Asa, so this gives Rabbi Yochanan the license to darshan from Kol Chelev also the Isser of Chatzi Shir. But according to Taisvis, the Ikatam, where Rabbi Yochanan knows Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTaira, is from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev. The Ran, in brought down in Shvuas, in Daf Tes, from the Daf Yerif, learns that the Iker reason of Rabbi Yochanan is the Svara of Chazilitz Terufe. The Ran says, even though in Yuma we bring a pasuk of Kol Chelev, but he says, Pshita de lo aser rachmana el mishum de Chazilitz Terufe. Since we end up saying Chatzi Shir not just by Chelev, but by many Yisurim, so therefore, it is Pashat, the Ran says, that the Ikka reason, the Rika way, Rabbi Yochanan knows, the Isra of Chatzi Shir, is from the Svara of Chazilitz Terufe. It would seem that if we follow Taisvis and we learn the Isra Chatzi Shir from the Pasuk of Chol Chelev, it would come out that the Isra of Chatzi Shir is a new Isra. We have a pasuk that asers a kazayis by Chelev, a pasuk that asers a kazayis by Nevela, a pasuk that asers a kazayis by Trefa. And then we have one pasuk, Kol Chelev, that is Kailil, all the Isurei Chatzi Shir, from one pasuk of Kol Chelev. It's a new Isur, not derived from the primary Isurim, just a new Isur from a new pasuk, that is Kailel, all the Isurei Chatzi Shir. If we use the Svara of Chazilitz Terufe, so one explanation of the Svara of Chazilitz Terufe is that since each piece that you eat eventually adds up to the Isur, it is impossible that each piece would be Mutta. Lamashal, you can't take some white paint and throw in a little more white paint, and eventually get black paint. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if half a kazayas is mutta, then when you combine it with another half kazayas, which is mutta, it shouldn't come to an iser. The fact that the pieces add up to later make the full iser shows inherently each chatzi zayas must itself be aser. And therefore, if we're going to use the Svara of Chazilitz Terufe, it becomes out that the Isser Chatzi Shir is just a derivative of the old Isser, the original primary Isser, which is on a Kazayas. We have a Svara to extend that Isser without the Einish, but to extend the Isser to a Chatzi Zayas. And the basis of these two explanations of the source of the Yisuf Achatzi Shir, we can now explain two terutzim of the Ramban. The Ramban later in the Masechta, Daf Pei Gimel, and the Gemara there says, someone who is a chayla and must eat machalos hasuris, so the Gemara says, machilin oso hakal hakal. If we're going to give him machalos hasuris, we give him the machalos hasuris that has less of an einish. For example, if it's a choice between giving him nevela, which is a lav, versus chaylev, which is a chayiv kares, we'll give him nevela. Fekter Ramban, when we're going to be giving a chayla machalos hasuris, mistam, we're going to be giving it to him in the most lenient way, where we're going to be feeding them chatzi shir. And since anyway we're going to be giving them in the way of chatzi shir, what is the preference of giving him nevela over chaylev? Because nevela is just a lav with a chiv malchus, while chaylev has a chiv kares. Since anyway he's going to be eating it in an oifen of chatzi shir, where there is no einish, so the chaylev and the nevela should be equal. They're both usur, and there's not going to be an einish anyway in the way he's going to be eating it. The Ramban gives one teretz where he says, no, even if you're giving it in an oifen of chatzi shir, there is still a preference to give him the lower level isser of the nevela as opposed to the isser chaylev. The Ramban's second teret says, no, if he was going to be eating chatzi shir, there'd be no difference, and you could give him the chaylev or the nevela. That which the Gemara says there's a preference to give him the nevela over the chaylev, we're talking in a case where the Raife says he must eat it in a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, where he's going to be eating the shear, and therefore, since he's going to be eating the shear, there's a preference to give him the nevela, which is an iser malchus, versus the chaylev, which is an iser kares. So these two terutzim of the Ramban, l'chayra is tali in the way we've explained the svaras for chatzi shear. The first teretz of the Ramban held that the Isser Chatzi Shir comes from the Svara of Chazilitz Terufe, and therefore even the Isser Chatzi Shir is just a derivative of the original Isser. And therefore, since the Isser Chatzi Shir is a derivative of the original Isser, so therefore there is a preference in giving nevela versus chaylev, as nevela is less of an issa, it's a chiyuv malchus, versus chaylev, which is an issa kares. The second teretz of the Ramban held that the issa chatzi shir is learned from the pasuk of kol chaylev. Kol chaylev is a pasuk that is koylel all the isurei chatzi shir on the one umbrella issa, an issa of kol chaylev. And that Isser Chatzi Shir is not derived from the primary Issa, but it's a new Isser Chatzi Shir derived from the Pasuk of Kol Chaylev. If so, all the Isurei Chatzi Shir are equivalent. They all come from the same Ribui, and there's no preference to give the Chayla Nevela versus Chaylev. And therefore the Ramban says, the only reason you'll be a preference of nevela versus chaylev is if the chayla has to eat in a kashir. If he is commanded by the raife that he has to eat kashir, so then obviously there's a preference to give him nevela, which is a chiyav malchus, versus chaylev, which is a chiyav kares. There is a second possible explanation of the svara of Chazilitz Terufe. The explanation of Chazilitz Terufe would be that it's a siyag. The Torah is sort of a deraisadik a siyag for being over the iser. That since if you eat half a kazayas, you are now in position where eating another half a kazayas will cause you to be over the iser. So therefore, misvara Chazilitz Terufe, that you might come to the iser, the Torah made a siyag and said, don't eat even the chatzi zayis to prevent you from coming to the Issa. The Note of Yehuda uses this explanation of Chazilitz Terufe to answer up Akasha on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, brings a special limud, a special pasuk, that someone who eats chametz on Pesach, even a kol shehu, less than a kezayis, he brings a limud from a pasuk that it is aser. There won't be a chiyuv kares, the Rambam says, but there will be an iser because of this pasuk. The Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, why is there a special pasuk to be marba the iser of eating chametz of a kol shehu, since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is aser min haTorah? So even without any special pasuk, it's going to be aser to eat a kol shehu of chametz because of the iser of chatzi shir. So why would there be a special pasuk to be marba the iser chametz of a kol shehu? The Note of Yehuda says, because if the whole iser of a chametz kol shehu was because of the iser chatzi shir, since the iser chatzi shir is only because of chazilitz terufe, which he's learning is a siyog to prevent you from eating a full shir, there could be a case where it would be mutter. In a case where you were eating the chatzi shir right before the end of Pesach, right on the Shkia, near Shkia, on the last day of Pesach, where there will be no possibility to complete the shir and eat the full kezayis, in such a case, the Note of Yehuda says, the iser chatzi shir would not be there because there will be no possibility of chazilitz terufe. And therefore, the Note of Yehuda says, once you have a special pasuk that ases chametz bekol shehu, not because of the iser of chatzi shir, but because be'etzem it's aser because of a special pasuk, then the iser chametz will be even in a kol shehu, even if you eat it on the seventh day Pesach near Shkia. The Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis looks for a possibility, a hecha timsa, that a shvua shelo oichel nevela should be chal, since you mushba the oimed mehar Sinai. So you're ready mushba from Har Sinai and not to eat nevelas. So when you make a shvua shlo oichel nevelas, ain shvua chal al shvua, and it shouldn't be chal. The Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, that chatzi shir is mutta min atayra, so the shvua could be chal if you made a shvua not to eat a chatzi shir nevela, so then the shvua would be chal. The mashmas of our Gemara here in Yuma is that according to Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, a shvua shelo oichel chatzi shir of nevela would not be chal because you are already mushba on chatzi shir mehar Sinai. The Gemara in Shvuas is not mashma like that. The Gemara in Shvuas says we could have given this teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan also. And the Gemara gives technical reasons there why we didn't give this teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan, but the mashmas of the Gemara in Shvuas is that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, a shvua shelo oichel chatzi shir would be chal. And there's a machlokes rishonim between the Rashba and the Rambam who we paskin like. The Rashba paskins like the mashmas of our sugya here in Yuma, that a shvua shaloi oichel chatzi shir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would not be chal, while the Rambam in Hilchas Shvuas, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, paskins that a shvua shaloi oichel kol shehu from an avela, he'll be chayiv on the shvua, because he's not mushba on a chatzi shir mehar Sinai, even though the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's also the shita of Taisvis in Shvuas, that a shvua shelo oichel chatzi shir would be chal. L'chayra, this machlekes rishonim could be explained by our two ways of explaining the iser of chatzi shir. The Rashba, using a svara of chazilitz terufe, holds that the iser chatzi shir is just an extension of the primary issa. That since the pieces, if eaten together, will add up to the full shear, so each piece is inherently usser, and therefore it really has the same isser as the original isser. And therefore, just like you are mushba mehar Sinai on the full isser of a kazayas, you are mushba mehar Sinai on the isser chatzi shear. While the Rambam holds that the isser chatzi shear is learnt out from the pasuk of kol chelev, and therefore, if we're going to use the isser from kol chelev is just a general isser that's koilel all chatzi shiurim. So the Rambam could hold, if you only have an isser koilel, an isser from kol chelev, which is a generalized isser, but not an isser beprat on the vela, just a general isser that covers all chatzi shears, and then you make a specific shvua on a chatzi shear nevela, so then the new shvua is adding something on. Before you just had a generalized kol dika issa, but where you have a new shvua which puts a specific isser on the davar on the nevela, so then maybe the shvua will be chal because the shvua is being mechadish something. It's being mechadish a specific issa when before you just had a generalized kol dika issa. The svara is, if the original issa is an issa prati, then the shvua is not adding on anything. But if the original issa is an issa klali, so then the shvua now adds on an issa prati, so perhaps then that the shvua will be chal, and that's why the shvua will be chal on chatzi shear. Using this approach in the Rambam, we can answer another shverkai. The Gemara asks that according to Reish Lakish, even if Chatzi Shir is Asa Mutamana Taira, but it is still Asa Midrabanan. So even according to Reish Lakish, a Shvua Shaloi Eichel Chatzi Shir should not be Chal, because since it's Asa Midrabanan, every Issa Midrabanan carries with it the lav of Lo Sasser, and therefore it should be considered even according to Reish Lakish that you're mushba v'yoymin mehar Sinai. The Gemara answers that since there's a heta min ha-taira, it's only asa midrabanan, seemingly the Gemara is saying, there won't be a problem of ein shvua chal al shvua, and the shvua will be chal. It seems to be that the maskana of the Gemara is that an issa d'rabbanan is not mushba mehar Sinai. So this would all be good according to the shita of the Ramban. The shita of the Ramban is that the issa of lo sasser is only an asmachta for the issure d'rabbanan, but it's not a real issa d'araisa. But according to the Rambam, who holds in Sefer Mitzvahs, that kol isid rabbanan kvar tziva Moshe Rabbeinu b'har Sinai shelo le'asoso because of the pasuk of lo sasser, it would seem that the maskana of Agamar is shver, because the maskana of Agamar is saying that since it's only mid rabbanan, there's no problem of the shvua being chal on the shvua. But if we use the svara that we just said in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that when there's an Isser Klali from the Torah, and then you come put a Shvua, which is an Isser Prati, since the Shvua is not of the same nature as the original Shvua, it's Maisif something, it's Maisif an Isser Prati on an Isser Klali, then we can understand. The Isser Lo Sasser, even if it's a Daraisa and the basis for the Surei Drabanan, but it's an Isser Klali, which is Koilel, all the Surei D'Rabbanan. So now, when the person comes and makes a Shvua specifically on a Chatzi Shir of Nevela, putting an Isser Prati on it, even if the Isser D'Rabbanan that was there beforehand is an Isser D'Raisa based on Lo Sasser, but the new Isser from the Shvua, which is an Isser Prati, will be chal on the issa deraisa of lo sasser, which is an issa klali. This din of the Rambam, that a shvua on a chatzi shir will be chal, can be used to also explain the earlier Rambam. Earlier we had said that the Rambam brings a special pasuk that you are chayiv on eating a chatzi shir of chametz. And we had asked, why do you need a special pasuk? Even if you don't have a special pasuk, you'll be chayiv for eating a mashahu of chametz because of the isser of chatzi shir. But now there'll be a difference. If the isser of eating a mashahu of chametz will only be because of chatzi shir, then if you made a shvua not to eat the chatzi shir, that shvua would be chal, because a shvua, according to the Rambam, is chal on chatzi shir. However, if there's a special pasuk that assers a chatzi shir of chametz, then a chatzi shir of chametz becomes mushba mehar Sinai. And then a shvua that you won't eat a chatzi zayis of chametz will not be chal. So there will be a nafka mina, and the reason why the pasuk that asks a chatzi shir of chametz will work. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph says, someone who makes a shvua shelo yoichel hayoyim, and he eats pachas mekezayis, he's potter, because ach ein achila pechusa mekezayis. But the Rambam says he will be over the Isser Chatzi Shir. The Rambam says he is just like someone who eats a Chatzi Shir of Nevela Utrefu Kayotibahen. The Ran in his Chedushim in Shvuas in Daf Chav Beis argues on the Rambam. And he says that Isser Shvua is an Isser that a person puts on himself. And since the person only intended to aser a kezayis, he is not even going to be over chati shir if he eats chati kezayis. Now, very well, we could explain the machlekes and the Rambam and the Ran, and it's similar to the two chakiris we've had. The Rambam holds that the issur chati shir is from the pasuk of kol chelev, which is kolel that any time there's an issur in a kezayis. The Torah says, whenever there's an Isser in a Kezayis, there's an new Pasuk, Kol Chelev, that assers even a Chatzi Zayis of it. And that's what the Rambam means, that if he'll eat Chatzi Kezayis and be over, when he makes a Shvua, it will just be like Chatzi Zayis Nevela or Chatzi Zayis Trefa, because all the Isurei Chatzi Shir are under one umbrella Isser of Kol Chelev. The Ran, however, holds that the Isser of Chatzi Shir is based on the Svara of Chazilitz Derufe. Chazilitz Derufe meaning that since the Torah assered a Kezayis, then inherently all the parts that add up to a Kezayis, the Torah must have also assered. Because if the Torah said a kezayis is usser, it must be that the individual parts that add up to it are also inherently usser. However, when we're talking about an isser that a person is putting on himself, then the person, he only meant to usser a kezayis. He had no intention of putting an isser on the component parts. And therefore, the Ran holds, when we're talking about an issa that an Adam puts on himself, like a shvua, then inherently the component parts are not asa. It is only asa what he specified. And therefore, the Ran holds that the chatzi shir by a shvua will not be asa. There's a machlaikis, beis hillel, and beis shammai, as to what the shir of the issa bal yera and bal yematzei, linyan chametz is. Beis Shammai holds the shear is a kaseves, and Beis Hillel holds the shear is a kezayis. The Achrayim ask, the Shagas Aryeh, the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach, what's the nafka mina, what the shear is? Since the Shita of Taisis and Psachim is that there's no Malkus on the lav of Bal Yeraya because it's a lav hanitek lasei, so therefore there's no einish for the lav of Bal Yeraya, So the shear should be, make no difference, since anyway they can be over the issur of chatzi shear. And since we're not dealing with an einish malchus, what's going to be the nafka mina, whether you're over like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, as to what the shear is, even if the shear is a kaseves, but if you have a kazayas, you'll be over chatzi shear, and it will come out to the same thing. The Chacham Tzvi wants to answer that since we learn the issur chatzi shear from the pasuk kol chelev, so the issur chatzi shear will only be in isurin similar to chelev, which will be isurei achila. However, many asks on the Chacham Tzvi, the Magia, the Mishnah Melech, ask from the Divrei Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Dalid, where the Gemara says, V'chimuta lefos pachas michashir, and Rashi says, Nehi dechi of chatis for a fear there won't be, the Surah Miyaika, the Kaimalon chati shir asam in a Torah. So we see beferish from Rashi that there is Isser chati shir even by the Malach of Afia, not only by Yisurei Achila. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Ches uses the same approach we used earlier to answer this kasha. Using the Shita of Tosfos and the Rambam, that a Shvua is Chal on Chatzi Shir, so then we could have a nafka mina whether you are Oiva Bal Yera B'Shir or B'Chatzi Shir. If it's going to be Bashir, then a Shvua not to have that amount won't be Chal. While if we're dealing with Chatzi Shir, then a Shvua will be Chal. So there'll be a nafka mina what the Shir is, whether it's a Koseves or a Kazayas, because we have to know whether we're dealing with Shir or Chatzi Shir as to if a Shvua will be Chal on that. The Shagas Aryeh answers this kasha by saying there is no Isser Chatzi Shir by the Lav of Bal Yerah. And the Shagas Aryeh uses the approach that the Iker Isser of Chatzi Shir is because of the Tam of Chazdei Litzterufe. Therefore, the Shagas Aryeh says, if we deal with an Isser, for example, of eating a Machalas Asuras, and I eat a chatzi zayis at 9:01, and then another chatzi zayis at 9:02. So then I'm over the issur because I combine what I did at 9:01 together with what I did at 9:02. It's bechdei achilas pras. And from the two pieces I ate, both at 9:01, at 9:02, I'm over the issur. So the piece I ate, the chatzi zayis I ate at 9:01, is chazi litzterufe. When I'm oiv the isser, when I eat the second chatzi zayis, it's as if the isser goes l'mafreya, being koilel, what I ate earlier, as part of the achilas isser. However, when I'm dealing with bal yerah and bal yamatzah, if I have chatzi zayis of chametz in possession at 9:01, and then now at 9:02, I get a second chatzi zayis. So I'm now in possession of a full kazayis. I am now over at 9:02 because of the full kazayis I have now. I'm not over because I don't go l'mafreya back to the chatzi zayis I had at 9:01. I'm over now when I have a full zayis in my possession. But the chatzi zayis I had earlier is not mitztareif into the issa, and therefore the Shagas Aryeh says the whole svara of chazi litzterufe, which is the basis of the issur of chatzi shir, is missing when we have an issur of bal yerah, because the issur bal yerah comes on possessing a zayis at one time. The fact that earlier I had a chatzi zayis is a non sequitur and does not contribute to the issa. And therefore the Shagas Aryeh says there would be no issur of chatzi shir by bal yerah, and therefore we understand why the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what the shir is important, because there is no issur chatzi shir by bal yerah. The Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, right before the two dots,
brings the Tanu Rabbi of Rav Yosef Bashar Sifrei Dve Rav Minayin Yom HaKippurim Sha'asar Brachitza Besicho Vanilas Asandal V'tash Meshamita Talmud Loma Shabason Shabos. The Gemara brings a pasuk, a ribui from the double lashon Shabason Shabos, that to learn out that all the other things besides Achila and Shasiya, the other Inuyim are Asar and Yom Kippur. Later in the Perek and Ayin Vav, the Gemara brings five times that the pasuk says the word Inuy, and from the five times it says Inuy, so we learn out the different Inuyim that they're Asar and Yom Kippur. What the Rishonim deal with at these limudim, whether it be from Shabboson Shavos or the five times it says Inuy, are these limudim, are these Inuyim Asa Midaraisa, or are they Asa Midarabana? The Rosh and the Tosfos Shoshanim both assume that they must be Asa Midarabanan, and the Asdrashas that are brought on Asmachta Bialma. First of all, the Rosh says that later on Ayin Vav, when the Gemara brings those five psukim, five times it says Inui, it doesn't say Minohan Emile, but it says Hane Chamisha Inuyim Keneged Mi, as if the Gemara is looking for a remez in the psukim for the five Inuyim, but not really trying to learn them out from the Pasuk. Also, the Rosh says here, Shabboson Shabbos, just like we use that double lashon by the Malacha Shabbos to be marba, to be nasmachta for the Malachas Drabbanan, so it seems in the same way the Gemara is using it as an asmachta for the other Inuyim. But what they bring as more of a raya is from the cases in our Mishnah and the cases in the Gemara. Our Mishnah brings a case, V'yamelech v'yakala yirchatzu es peneyem, that there's a heter on Yom Kippur for the melech and the kala to wash their faces. And the Rosh says, if we would be dealing with a deraisa, we wouldn't be able to just be matar for a melech or a kala for their own circumstances to be matar rechitza. If it's an issa d'rabbanan, so then we could understand, heim amru v'heim amru, that they weren't mamed, the rabbanan weren't mamed the iser in certain cases for the melech and the kala. Similarly, in the Gemara, we have a case that Misha Yesho Chatatan Barosho, someone who has some sort of sores on his head, Sasach Kedarka, we could do Sicha to do as a refua for these Chatatan. Again, we're not dealing with a Sakana there, so it would seem if it was only us and Midrabanan, we can understand the Heta for Sicha in such a case. But if it's an Issa Deraisa, the Rosh says, we wouldn't be able to be mekel so easily. And therefore, the Rosh says, Avada these inuyim other than Achil and Shasiya, ad derabanan. The Shita of the Yireim is that these are really mudim, and the inuyim are asamidaraisa. As to how he deals with the problems of the Melech and the Akala and Achayla, that Tzach Kedarko for the Chatatan, the Yireim says, that which we learn out later on Ayin Vav, to Aser the Inuyim from the Psukim, is only certain types of Rechitza that would be called Inuy. For example, he says the type of Rechitza we learn out from the Psukim is a Rechitza's Kol Guf Latainig. But when we're dealing with a Rechitza of part of the Guf, so that would only be Asam and Rabbanan. And that's why you could have a melech v'akala yirchatzos paneyem. The Yireim says the basic iser of rechitza is an iser daraisa. However, when we're dealing with a partial rechitza, so that's only asa midrabanan. And that's why we could have a kula for a melech v'akala yirchatzos paneyem. Similarly, the Yireim says by sicha, the sicha which we learn out from the psukim that's asa, is a sicha of latainug, but a sicha lirafua, that would not be included in the pasuk, and therefore there would be no iser on that from the pasuk, and therefore a chayla would be mutta, a chatat and barashai, to be sach kedarko. The sheet of the Rambam would also seem to be that the inuyim adaraisa, The Rambam's lashon is u'mitzvah lishbos mikol elu kiderech sheshayves me'achilu shemushasiya. Then he has to keep these inuyim the same way he keeps an iser achilu shasiya. And therefore, the Ran and many are medayek that the Rambam also holds that the inuyim are daraisa. The Ran has a unique way of dealing with these kashas of if the inuyim are daraisa, how are we mechalek for a melech or for a kala? How do we make chilukim within daraisa? So the Ran has a unique way. He says, even though it's a real limud midaraisa, and we're learning it from the pasuk of Shabboson Shavos, but since it's not beferish in the pasuk, but it's just a riboy from an extra word in the pasuk, we look at it as if masran chakasav lachachamim. It's a daraisa that the Torah gave to the chachamim to plug in as they see fit. And therefore, even though it is the daraisa, it's able to have parameters of a melech v'akala yirchatzu es paneihem, because it was given over to the rabbanon to aser as they saw would be fit. And they said that the melech and the kala, since they have a mitzvah to look nice for the husband, or the melech has pasnet for kavod hamalchus, that in those cases the Torah would not aser it. And therefore, even though it is a deraisa from the ribui, it has this flexibility. It was masr lechachamim to aser in certain cases and to be mater in certain cases. And therefore, even though it is an issa deraisa the inuyim, we have these heterim of a melech, v'akala, or a chayla sach chatata b'roishai, and all the various kulas. The Minchas Chinuch brings down the Shara Melech, who asks on the sheet of the Rambam from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara there has a ribui ha ezrach, where we are marber from the hay that Nashim amachuyev in Inu Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara immediately asks, we know the din of Rabbi Yudah Merav, that Hishva HaKasav Ish L'Isha L'Chal Einchin Shebataira, and if so, then woman, of course, are mechuyev in not eating achil shesiyah on Yom Kippur. It's a lav sheyesh bo kares. The Gemara answers, the ribuy of the hay will be for tosefes inoy. That woman will be mechuyev to be meisif mechoyel al hakodesh to tosefes inoy of Yom Kippur. And the reason you need a ribuy from that is because that's not a lav and there's no einish for it. And therefore, that's what the ribuy comes from. So the Shara Melech asks, according to the sheet of the Rambam, that there is an assay, Shabbat Shabbosom, that teaches you the Sha'ari Nuyim of Yom Kippur. Rachitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, Tashmish Amita. So why doesn't the Gemara say that the Hei Hava Ezrach comes to be Marba, that woman Amachuyiv in those Inuyim? Since there is a Mitzvah Saseishas, those Inuyim will be a Mitzvah Saseishas Man Grama. We should say the hay comes to be marba them and that. And the Minchas Chinuch asks furthermore, even if we could come up with a reason why the Gemara uses the ribuy for Tosefes Inuy and not for the Shar Inuyim, because maybe the Pasuk of Ha Ezrach is written closer to the place where we learn out Tosefes Yom Kippurim versus the Shar Inuyim, even if we would say that, Lemaisa, how will we know that women are mechuyev in the Shar Inuyim if we don't have a ribuy to be marba anisha in the Shar Inuyim of Yom Kippur? Since it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they should be pata. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says it must be not like the Rambam. It must be that the Shar Inuyim are midrabanan, and when the rabbanan added the Shar Inuyim, they put it both on ish and isha. Because if it would be an assay from Shabbat Shabbosom, we would have no source to be mechayev women in the Shari Nuyim of Yom Kippur. There is a chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua in Masechtas Beis Daf Lamed, where the Pnei Yeshua says that which women are pata from a mitzvah assay shazman grama is only when it's a mitzvah assay where you have to do it positively, where there is something to do.
But if a mitzvah saseh is done in a way of shev yaltasa, not kumvaseh, then women will also be mechayiv in it. So the Agos Kelkis Yayiv says, this could be a yisha for the Rambam. Since the mitzvah saseh of the Nisim is done b'shev yaltasa, the extra inuyim, which we learn out from Shabbosom, is done b'shev yaltasa, not to do rechitza, not to do sicha. So therefore, women would be mechuyev in it. And you don't need a riboy to be marba them in that. As opposed to the mitzvahs asay of Taisvus Yom Kippurim, the Chelkas Yayev says, that is something that must be done b'kum v'asay. A person has to be mekabel on himself, the Tosefes. Therefore, since there's a positive act that's required, woman would be potter. So therefore comes the hay of ha'ezrach to be marba woman in the Tosefes Iner of Yom Kippur. But as far as the Shari Num of Yom Kippur, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, since it's accomplished through shev yaltasa, woman are mechuyev without any special ribui, and that could be a yisha for the Rambam. We could also be miyashev the Rambam in another way. Taisvis in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph asks, if the asay of Shabbason is a mitzvah asay shazman grama, so if so, Nashim could be pata by the Taisvis is talking about the asay of Shabbason by Yontif. Nashim should not be mechuyev in the asay of Yontif, only in the los asay of Yontif. Therefore, Taisvis asks, Nashim should be able to do Sreifas Kachim on Yontif, because the asay of Sreifas Kachim should be doicha the los asay of Yontif. And Elagabe Nashim, Yontif is just a los asay, since Nashim do not have the asay of Yontif. However, the Ran and the Ramban answer on Taisvis Kasha that women do have both the asay and los asay of Yontif. Because they say, whenever there is an asay that's going on the same thing as a lav, so therefore the asay is just there to be mechazek the lav. Such an asay, even if it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama, just like nashim are going to be mechuyev in the lav, they're going to be mechuyev in the asay that only comes to be mechazek the lav. If so, we know that the sheet of the Rambam is that from Shabbos Shabboson, we learn out the Isser Asay of Malacha on Yom Kippur, the Isser Asay, and we also expand the Isser Asay of Achila on Yom Kippur to Rechitza and Sicha and the Shari Nuyim. Therefore, the Yad David says, since the asay of Shabbosom includes malacha and includes the achila ushasiya, which that asay will apply to women, because since nashim amachuyev in the los asay of malacha on Yom Kippur and the los asay of achila ushasiya on Yom Kippur, so therefore the asay which comes to be mechazik those lavim will also apply to women. Once this asay is going to apply to women as far as achila, ushasiya, and the iser malacha, when we will be marbe the shar inuyim and extend it by Shabbos Shabboson to apply to shar inuyim also, we can't split the asay and say the women are mechuyev and the asay of achila, ushasiya, the asay of malacha, and then they're not going to be mechuyev in the asay of the shari nuyim. Since al korchach, the asay of melacha and achil shasiya applies to them, since that they have a lav and the asay only comes from mechalik the lav, we won't be able to split it, and the other asay we derive from it, Shabbos Shabboson, which teaches us the iser asay of rechitza and sicha and nilas asandol, will also apply to the Nashim. And therefore it will be good what the source for the Rambam will be, that Nashim are mechuyev in the Shari Inuyev. However, that will be different than Taisvis Yom HaKippurim. Taisvis Yom HaKippurim, even though it's just an extension of the day of Yom Kippur, since it's at a different Zman and is not taking place together with the Shari, with the rest of Yom Kippur, it's a separate Zman. So Taisvis Yom HaKippurim we can view as a separate Asay. That, the Gemara says, we only know women will be mechuyev in it if you have a hey ha ezrach l'rabos nashim. Since it's separate from the day of Yom Kippur and is a separate asay, we would say it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama, if not for the ribuy of hey, of the hey of ha ezrach. However, the shaar inuyim of Yom Kippur, rechitza and tzicha, which come together with the issa malacha and the issa b'achil shesia, and it's all learned out from the same thing. Once we know the women are going to be mechuyev in the assay of achila, shasiya, and malacha, because those assays only come to be mechazik the lav, we won't be able to split it, and the women will be mechuyev in the assay of the shari nuyim, and that's how the Rambam will be able to hold that the women are mechuyev in the shari nuyim, even though the source of the shari nuyim is an assay midaraisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.